Welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. Today, we travel to Montego Bay, where new energy-efficient LED lights have been installed along the elegant corridor. And in our No Jamaica feature, we share some knowledge about the bandana. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for joining us. Road users should find it easier to travel along Montego Bay's elegant corridor at nights following the installation of lights along the thoroughfare. The LED lamps were installed at a cost of $272.1 million with financing from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wicker McNeil says introduction of lights along the thoroughfare will significantly enhance the resort town's tourism infrastructure.
This project is going to enhance the value of our tourism product. This area that we call the Elegant Corridor, now with these lights, our values go up, the rates can go up. It can affect us in our tourism sector. And projects like this enhance our tourism product, drive our occupancies, drive our rates, and will provide economic growth and jobs for Jamaicans.
Dr. McNeil says having the corridor lit at night will also improve the safety of the thousands of motorists and pedestrians, locals and visitors who commute along the highway. Some 797 state-of-the-art LED lights have been installed along the corridor between the Sangse International Airport roundabout and Iberostar Hotel in Lilliput. Dr. McNeil is also commending the TEF on the impact its projects are having on the lives of citizens and their communities island-wide.
Tourism Enhancement Fund, what it does, its name says it, it's all about enhancement. And there are two things that we really stress. One is that we really want this fund to do transformational projects, that does projects that transform the lives of Jamaicans, that transforms our tourist resort towns and Jamaica as a whole. And when you look at what is happening now in Ocho Rios, what's happening in Falmouth, what's happening in Negril, and here in Montego Bay, I have to commend the chairman because they really are making it a fund that is transforming Jamaica.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister, Dr. Wicker McNeil. Meanwhile, Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel R. Scott says the government is exploring the possibility of using LED bulbs for all streetlights island-wide.
We know that if we are able to change the existing lights in Jamaica to LED lights, we will be able to save 50,000 barrels of oil per year. And therefore, this demonstration of the use of modern technology is in itself an example which we really want to replicate right across Jamaica.
Mr. R. Scott also thanked the National Works Agency for ensuring that the project was completed on time and within budget. And now for our No Jamaica feature.
Me no drink coffee, tea, mango time. Here all night.
The traditional folk costume made from the bandana is one that is loved and worn by many Jamaicans, especially during the independence period. But have you ever wondered where the bandana came from? Well, the bandana is from an Indian word, bandhana, which means to tie. The bandana fabric is said to have come to Jamaica by accident during the days of slavery. It was intended for the port of Bombay in India, but instead was shipped to Bombay in Manchester, Jamaica. The shipment was auctioned by the plantation owners who gave the fabric to their slaves for clothing. This the slaves used most skillfully, making stylish headgear and skirts, which they wore on festive occasions or waiting on the slave master's table. From then, the bandana grew in popularity until it was incorporated into Jamaica's national costume. This light, inexpensive, and cool fabric became a symbol of Jamaican national culture after the 1940s. And that's where we leave you on this week's program. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Tourism Roundup.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.